Michigan State University is paying more than $1 million for some of the best lawyers in the country. They're investigating how a former MSU sports doctor could allegedly abuse dozens of young patients for years, and whether anybody at MSU knew about it. But as Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, there's no plan to release those results in a report.
When MSU's internal investigation is done, the school is going to look great. That is a direct quote from one of the school's trustees, Joel Ferguson, on WXYZ-TV this spring.
MSU's going to look great. And MSU wants to get the bottom of this also.
But the thing is, we may never know what MSU looks like in this internal review, good, bad, or ugly.
This internal review was never designed to end in a report. So I don't want to act like there is a plan to have some report. It's what we're referring to as an action-oriented review.
This is Jason Cody. He is the university spokesman. He's a guy who, one imagines, has had a very busy year. We meet up on campus late this summer on one of those gorgeous, kind of sleepy days before fall semester starts. We're in one of those classic old brick buildings at MSU. It's literally named Olds Hall, and there's a little window unit doing its best to fight the heat. But just for a second, I want to jump to another campus.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
This is former FBI Director Louis Freeh. He's speaking in 2012, and he was famously hired by Penn State's trustees to figure out who knew what about former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky and his abuse of children. It became known as the Freeh Report, everything he found put out for the world to see.
We are here today because of a terrible tragedy was allowed to occur over many years at Penn State University.
Now, today, in 2017, MSU has also hired a team of lawyers, including a former federal prosecutor, to pore over sport doctor Larry Nassar's work at MSU. Those attorneys are going through hundreds of interviews and emails, and they are taking what they find directly to the Board of Trustees. And Jason Cody, the spokesman, understands that it is frustrating not having some kind of public report, not just for Nassar's alleged victims, but for anybody who's just been reading about this in the news, seeing a few victims claim that they told someone at MSU about this years ago.
They want accountability. They want to know someone said this that they told someone.
Is it true or not?
Is it true or not?
Yes.
We're in the middle of litigation, Kate. That's not something that we are going to be able to discuss.
Here's what MSU is doing with that internal review. One, they are using that information to defend themselves against lawsuits filed by Nassar's alleged victims. And two, Cody says, they are figuring out where the school needs to get better and already starting to make those fixes, like reminding staff that they can be fired for not reporting assault and making a big new push for patient safety and hiring experts to review MSU's Title IX office, athletic training, healthcare teams. That is a kind of accountability, Cody says. But is it enough? Patty Daly Lewis says no. As a former deputy attorney general for the state of Delaware, she helped prosecute one of the worst pedophile cases in American history, a pediatrician who allegedly abused more than 100 patients.
They have to be willing to be dissected in front of everybody. They have to be willing to have people say, mistakes were made. We can't undo them right now, but we can make damn sure it doesn't happen again.
She says MSU's decision not to release whatever their internal review finds is a mistake, because even if they find really good things that look good for MSU, it just leaves people imagining the worst.
You know, anything that is always only for us makes people think what?
That you're hiding something.
Exactly. No further questions.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you let everybody see this?
MSU has a moment right now, she says. What they're going to do with that moment is something we're going to talk about tomorrow. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.